Foul Ball Area brings you more interviews.
We come to win at every game. We just play the game and have fun.
More analysis.
It's top notch. It's exactly what you want to do. Any opportunity that you get to score a run, you have to take advantage of it.
And more excitement than anywhere else.
I'm excited. You should be too. It's going to be fun.
Stay up to date with all of your RCBL action with the Foul Ball Area podcast every Wednesday at rcbobaseball.com. Good morning, RCBL fans, and welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast, the official podcast of the Rockingham County Baseball League. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday morning as I get ready to bring you up to speed on everything going on in the RCBL right now. I'm going solo today. My usual co-host, Nick Stevens, could not join me today. He is back at work fulfilling his duties as a teacher at Riverheads High School. It's almost time for them to go back to school. It's Wednesday, August 1st, so it's almost that time of year, back to school. It's almost time for me to go back to school, getting ready to start my senior year at Virginia Tech. I don't really want to think about that, so we're going to talk about some baseball, so I don't really have to think about the fact that summer's almost over. You know, we are finally in the playoffs. It took a while, but we finally got to the RCBL playoffs in 2018. I didn't think we were ever going to get there. With all the rain we had the past couple weeks and really just the whole season, I didn't think we would ever get to the playoffs, but we did. We had to have a staggered start because Bridgewater and Newmarket had to play their final game of the season on Saturday night while every other team had already finished their season. So we had to have a staggered start to the playoffs, but we're there, and we're in the middle of some playoff series right now. We've got two that are already done, and it's been pretty good postseason so far. We're just going to dive right in, get right to talking about the 2018 RCBL playoffs. First up, the Gratos Cardinals were the first team to punch their ticket to the semifinals. They swept Broadway in the first round of the playoffs, the Cardinals winning 2-0 over the Broadway Bruins. They took the first game on Sunday night, 8-5 at Broadway. Keegan Wolford hit a 3-run home run in the top of the first that set the tone early on for the Gratos Cardinals. The Bruins mounted a bit of a comeback. They tied the game in the fourth, but Gratos pulled away late in the game for the Game 1 win. Should mention also that Wolford had to leave the game early. He got cut in the face. Had to go get some stitches. I think I heard he got somewhere around 14 stitches. He got cut in the face during the game. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but hopefully he'll recover and be able to come back for the semifinals as Gratos gets ready to play in the second round of the playoffs. In Game 2 on Monday night, the Cardinals hosted the Bruins at Shiflett Field in Gratos. The Bruins struck first, this time in the top of the fourth, breaking up the pitcher's duel that was going on. But the Cardinals responded with a 4-run bottom of the fourth to take the lead. Matt Curry had a 3-run double that helped Gratos score all those runs. Broadway pulled to within 2 runs, but Gratos scored again in the eighth, and then Michael Wilhite retired the side in order to end the game in the top of the ninth. So the Gratos Cardinals won Game 2, took the series. They advanced to the semifinals for the third straight year. Gratos Cardinals doing big things in the RCBO. But we do have to congratulate the Broadway Bruins on a fantastic 2018 season. They vastly improved from previous seasons. They finished 18-10 this year, almost matching their win total from the previous 4 years. From 2014 to 2017, Broadway had 21 total wins. This year they had 18 wins. So a fantastic season by the Broadway Bruins. Congratulations to the staff, the coaches, the management, and the players, especially on the Broadway Bruins. They had a fantastic year, some really good individual performances, which we'll get to in a second. The other playoff series that is already finished up is the Clover Hill Montezuma series. The Bucks sweep the Braves 2-0. They advanced to the semifinals. They won last night by a score of 12-3 over Montezuma at Raritan Park in Montezuma. The Bucks had a big offensive performance, scoring 12 runs on 14 hits. A home run by Luke Shiflett, and a couple of multi-hit games. Ross French, Drew Easter, Cody Warner, Tanner Morris, and John Siciliano all had multiple hits in last night's game. The 12-3 win over the Montezuma Braves to move on to the semifinals. Clover Hill sweeps the Braves in the first round of the playoffs. Another playoff series that's going on, the Stewart's Draft Diamondbacks taking on the Bridgewater Reds. That series got started on Monday night. That was one of the staggered starts that we had. The Diamondbacks and the Reds had to wait until Monday night to get their first round series started, but it was a good one. This game between Stewart's Draft and Bridgewater may be one of the best games that I've seen this season. The regular season games between these two teams were all blowouts in favor of the Reds, but that was not the case in Monday night's game. Stewart's Draft won the game by a final score of 4-3, and it was a good pitcher's duel all night. Both starting pitchers lasted all 11 innings of this game. The first run was scored in the top of the second. Stewart's Draft took a lead as Zach Brown came around to score on a double by Nathan Brooks. It was actually a very interesting play because Nate Brooks hits a double to left field. The throw comes in. Instead of throwing home and trying to get Brown out and preventing him from scoring, the throw goes to Tyler Bocock at short. He throws to Daniel Heatwell at third base, and he throws to Josh Wright at second base to tag out Nathan Brooks. So Brooks ends up getting tagged out on this RBI hit that Zach Brown ended up coming around to score. So they probably could have thrown the ball home and gotten Brown out, but they decided to get Brooks out at second. And that was the first run of the game for the D-backs. Bridgewater responded in the bottom of the second with a solo home run by Brian Bocock to tie it up. Nobody scored again until the Reds' two-run bottom of the sixth inning. They took a 3-1 lead there. And then the Diamondbacks, they came back to score again in the top of the seventh to tie it up again. And there was an interesting play there. Kalen Owens laid down a bunt with Zach Brown on first base. There were two errors on the play that allowed Brown to score from first on a bunt. A throwing error to first and then a throwing error from the right fielder. Two errors. Brown came all the way around from first to score and tie the game up for the Diamondbacks in the top of the seventh inning. And nobody could score after that. Diamondbacks had chances to score late in the game, but they left five men on base over the last three innings, including leaving the bases loaded in the top of the ninth inning. So the Diamondbacks could not take advantage of those chances that they had to score. The Reds couldn't get any offense going over the final two innings, so the game went into extra innings tied up at three runs apiece. In the top of the 11th, Ryan Cooper came up to the plate. Zach Brown was on third. He had reached on a double earlier in the inning. Cooper hits a fly ball to center field. Sacrifice fly. Brown comes around to score. Diamondbacks take a 4-3 lead in the 11th inning. In the bottom of the 11th, Bridgewater gets some offense going. They have two men on with two outs. Daniel Heatwell comes up to the plate, and Ryan Cooper decides to intentionally walk him to get to Derek Shiflett, who had already struck out three times on the night. Shiflett comes up, bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the 11th, and Cooper strikes him out again for the final out of the game. The Diamondbacks win Game 1 over the Bridgewater Reds 4-3 in 11 innings. Still a very quick game. It ended around 10 o'clock, I believe. So, very quick game by the Diamondbacks and the Reds. Stewart's Draft won 4-3 in 11 innings. Ryan Cooper pitched all 11 innings. So did Derek Shiflett. Both starting pitchers lasted all 11 innings. So, terrific job by both of them. But Cooper gave up three runs, struck out eight batters, only walked one in 11 innings through 123 pitches. And he hit the sacrifice fly that gave the Diamondbacks the winning run of the game. So after the game, I caught up with Ryan Cooper, talked to him about how big this win was and how he felt after throwing 123 pitches. So 11 innings on the mound, 123 pitches, and you guys pick up the win over Bridgewater Game 1. How's that feel?
Well, I was looking forward to facing Bridgewater when we found out that we were going to face them because, you know, I like a challenge. And any team is a challenge, but, you know, Bridgewater, you could view them as one of the best team in the league. And I knew I was going to get a chance to pitch. And, you know, if I'm retiring, I wanted a chance to compete. And, you know, I've pitched a million games here at TA for my whole life. And I wanted to see if I could get one more and hopefully a couple more and we win the championship. You know what I mean? So, anyway, it feels good. I'm excited to face good competition. And it makes me feel young again.
Going the whole 11 innings, you guys trying to say pitching for the rest of the playoffs, or were you just feeling good the whole game?
That makes me feel old. Like, I feel exhausted right now. But no, I felt just as good in the 10th inning as I did in the first inning. The 11th inning got a little tight because I don't know what it is about scoring that go-ahead run. All of a sudden, I got more uptight than I did when we were tied. So, but I got to say one thing. I mean, there's wet grass. The defense was spectacular tonight. You know, I don't strike a lot of people out. So I need my defense to be good. And they were catching balls at the fence, you know, making great plays on routine balls and tough balls. So anyway, that was pretty clutch.
Then you hit the sacrifice fly to score the go-ahead run. What was that at bat like? What was your mentality like going in that bat?
Going back up the middle and try to hit to the outfield somewhere, because I was hoping, you know, we had an opportunity the inning before that and wasted it. So I'm like, you got to at least get one. And I think the inning before that maybe was two. I bunted and it didn't end up materializing. But obviously, man on third, less than two outs, tie game, got to do your job. So especially, you know, pitchers appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
And also, my catcher was amazing. Kurt Latosha, I pitched to a lot of, you know, I've pitched for a long time. My catchers, I've pitched to some good catchers, and sometimes when you're gassed at the end of the game, you're pitching 11 innings, it's good to not have to think about what you're going to throw, because he does the thinking for you. He tells you what to do. And, I'm sorry, Kurt. I gotta give him a shout out. He's quality, man. And plus, you got some big hits tonight, didn't you? Give me a hug.
I love you.
Pitcher, catcher, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, these guys are awesome. I'm pretty happy tonight. So,
thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
So that was Ryan Cooper following the Stewards Draft Diamondbacks 4-3 victory over the Bridgewater Reds on Monday night in Game 1 of their first round playoff series. They played again last night at the Diamond Club, Stewards Draft hosting the Reds this time. The Reds completely turning things around from Monday night. They won 14-6 over the Diamondbacks, a big 14-6 win. They scored 14 runs on 14 hits to take the win over the D-backs and even the series up at 1-1. They took them a while to get going. They were trailing 1-0 early on in the game after Ryan Cooper hit a home run in the first inning for the Diamondbacks. But a couple of big innings, a 3-run fourth, then a 6-run fifth inning, propelled the Reds to a 14-6 victory. They even upped the series with the Diamondbacks. Game 3 will be played tonight at Ray Hewell Field in Bridgewater. Hopefully the rain does not get in the way of that one. The other playoff series that is still going on is Newmarket and Elkton. They actually have not completed a game yet, though. They were a delayed start because Newmarket's season ran longer than everyone else's, so they had to wait. They were supposed to start Monday, and then the rain got in the way, so they started it last night. But the rain got in the way again. They had to suspend the game in the top of the eighth inning with Newmarket leading 7-2 over the Elkton Blue Sox. Nick Good hit a home run in the game. Seth Comer started the mound for the Shockers. He was pitching pretty well, but 7-2 is the score in the top of the eighth inning as the game is suspended. Will be finished up tonight at Newmarket, and then after that, they'll play game 2 at Rebel Field, Newmarket versus Elkton in the quarterfinal series. So there you go. I've got you caught up on all the playoff series going on around the RCBO right now. It's fun stuff, fun, exciting baseball going on in the RCBO postseason, and it's only going to get more fun as we get deeper into the semifinals and then the finals. It's a fun postseason so far, and I hope that it stays that way. A little bit of news coming out this past weekend on the Play Ball Show on ESPN Radio 106.9 and 1360 WHBG. They announced the All-RCBL team. You can find the All-RCBL team on the website at rcbobaseball.com. It's a pretty good team, pretty stacked team, as it should be. The best players from each position being named to the All-RCBL team. Bridgewater and Clover Hill led the way with 4 players each. Bridgewater had 4 position players, almost the whole infield. The catcher, first baseman, second baseman, and shortstop were all from Bridgewater. And then Clover Hill had 3 of the 4 pitcher spots. Bridgewater and Clover Hill leading the way with 4 players each on the All-RCBL team. And then they're also leading the way in the annual award nominations. Those came out this past weekend as well. We've got an article about that up on the website. You can read about the awards nominees for MVP, Pitcher of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Rookie of the Year. Clover Hill leads the way with 5 nominations. Those 3 pitchers, Chandler, Armantrout, and Yankee, are all nominated for Pitcher of the Year. Matt Larson is nominated for Rookie of the Year, and head coach Chris Cofer is nominated for Coach of the Year. Bridgewater and Broadway each have 2 nominees. Brian Bocock and Tyler Bocock are each nominated for MVP from Bridgewater. And for Broadway, Justin Getz is nominated for Coach of the Year, and Dan Fry is nominated for Rookie of the Year. And then Stewards Draft, Newmarket and Elkton, they have 1 nominee each. Newmarket has Nick Good nominated for MVP. Elkton has Chris Locke nominated for Pitcher of the Year. And Stewards Draft has Will Haas nominated for Rookie of the Year. The voting will take place by the coaches this week, and we will have the winners announced sometime in the coming weeks of the four annual awards: MVP, Pitcher of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Rookie of the Year. Now, we do have some other awards to talk about. Last week, Nick and I on the podcast, we started the Foul Ball Awards. And these are awards that the fans voted on. And they're not so serious awards. They're more fun awards, like best hair, best walk-up song, that kind of stuff. And we put the polls out on Twitter. And we got votes in for all of them. And we have the final results that we're going to announce right now. The first ever Foul Ball Awards, starting with best hair. The nominees for best hair were Brandon Lambert of Montezuma, Kois Quintanilla of Montezuma, Keegan Wolford of Grottoes, and Nate Jay of Newmarket. And the winner of the 2018 Foul Ball Award for best hair is Keegan Wolford of the Grottoes Cardinals. You got 38% of the vote for this Foul Ball Award, so congratulations to Keegan Wolford. Got the best hair in the RCBL. The nominees for the best walk-up song were Luke Shiflett of Clover Hill with Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard, Eli Lamb of Grottoes with Back in Black by AC/DC, Donovan Huffer of Stewart's Draft with Separate Ways by Journey, and John Judy of Broadway with Better Now by Post Malone. And the winner of the Foul Ball Award for Best Walk-Up Song is Luke Shiflett with Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. So, congratulations to Luke Shiflett. Got a pretty good walk-up song, gets the crowd energized as he steps up to the plate every time at Buck Bowman Park. Foul Ball Award winner for Best Walk-Up Song. The nominees for Most Vocal Coach were Robert Scherfe of Bridgewater, Bobby Swink of Grottoes, Chris Rush of Newmarket, and Ronnie Brunk of Montezuma. And this one was not even close. Robert Scherfe getting 50% of the vote for Most Vocal Coach. So he is the Foul Ball Award winner in 2018 for the Most Vocal Coach. And if you haven't already, go to our Facebook page or our YouTube page. Check out the Mic'd Up Manager video of Robert Scherfe. You'll see why he is the most vocal coach in the RCBL. And finally, the final Foul Ball Award that we have to give out. Best Moment of the 2018 season. The nominees were Broadway's 15-13 comeback victory over Bridgewater on July 2nd. Will Haas' 3-home run game on June 5th, kind of his breakout game into the RCBL. Chris Locke's 16-strikeout game on July 8th, and Derek Shiflett's no-hitter on July 12th. And with 39% of the vote, Foul Ball Award winner for Best Moment of the 2018 season is Will Haas' breakout 3-home run game on June 5th against Montezuma. So congratulations to Will Haas, nominee for Rookie of the Year and winner of Best Moment of the 2018 season. I'm going to do my best to get these actual awards out to people. You know, they're the Foul Ball Awards, so I'm thinking we'll find some official RCBL baseballs and give those out as the Foul Ball Awards. So congratulations to all our winners. Thank you, everyone, for voting in the Twitter polls that we had out this week. It's the first time we've ever done these Foul Ball Awards, and I think it worked out pretty well. I think it was a fun thing to do. Not as serious as MVP or Pitcher of the Year, but still fun to get some fan engagement and get the players involved in giving out these kind of awards, these fan-voted Twitter poll awards. I appreciate everyone for taking the time to vote, and congratulations to our winners of the first ever Foul Ball Awards. That's all we've got for you on this episode of Foul Ball Area. Make sure you get out to a ballpark this week, watch some playoff baseball, because it's exciting, it's fun to watch. Every team has a shot at winning this thing, every team is playing well right now, so get out to the ballpark, watch some RCBL playoff baseball before the end of the season. That's all we've got for you on this episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew Atkins. We'll be back next week with another episode of Foul Ball Area right here at rcblbaseball.com.